We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a good song.
It's a great fucking song. Fucking great song.
I don't know if we're supposed to be doing this on the podcast, though.
No, yeah, I don't know if we can play music during the podcast. I don't know.
It was in the background. So, yeah, let me turn it off. Welcome, Tim and Taos in the Morning Podcast, number 50-something.
But you're never going to survive unless... Oh, you didn't even pick it up?
No, you get a little crazy. That's a great song. So, okay, coming up, fan drama in a good way.
Yep.
Yeah, really good. An announcement to make, I guess.
Well, right? I don't know if we have to make the announcement. I think the announcement's already been made at this point. But yeah, there's been an announcement. I'm now on the big show, every day, full time.
Yeah, you are.
And like a real life radio guy.
Yeah, a real live full time radio guy. Welcome to the club.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I should be talking. I'm fucking unemployed. But congratulations. I was telling my nephew the other day that he asked me what was my first full-time job in radio. It was the late 80s, and I was doing a shift from 2 to 5:30.
Jeez.
A.M.
Yep.
Not in the afternoon.
Days
a week.
Because the thing that, you know, now kind of gets swept under the rug is with computers and automation, you don't need a guy like that anymore. I mean, but back in the day when you guys were filling carts and flipping them back and forth and resetting the deck, and I mean, there had to be somebody in there 24/7. So,
well, and that's where people got their reps, and that's how the bench was good at a radio station. And now, unfortunately, in a lot of cases, the... you know, you're forced to just throw someone on the air when they're not ready. And,
right.
And it shows. It shows. But you found a way to get airtime prior to getting this full-time job. By the way, the full-time job I got at that time paid annually $15,500 a year.
Wow.
Okay.
Nice.
That's
right around
what
I'm making, yeah.
No, that's bad money now, and it was bad money then.
No, but that was never good money.
You're going to be doing the afternoon show, the Wendy's Big Show, and then you will also, we're getting a lot of questions about whether or not you're going to be still doing the post-game show. And the answer is yes.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. That was part of the contractual conversations that we had, was making sure that we kept what we had going, because honestly, too, there's this factor involved that I have where I enjoy doing this. I kind of enjoy coming in during a Brewers game and sitting there in the seventh inning trying to figure out what we're going to talk about that night, because the Brewers are getting blown out, or vice versa. They've won 10 straight and you don't even know what else to talk about because they're so fucking good. Just like with the Bucks right now, they're so fucking good you don't even know sometimes what to say.
Yeah, and we actually had a show yesterday talking Milwaukee Bucks as we release this, what is it, Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday, right?
Well,
is that when we're releasing this?
Well, I don't know. We probably should have talked about this beforehand, but Tim Allen, if you guys can't tell, is snowed in. He's at his mobile studios. So we kind of are doing this in the middle of a snowstorm. I'm also a little bit under the weather. So we're fighting through this one. I think we just throw this bitch out right away and let the people have it.
Okay, you're hungover, first of all. And yes, I'm at the home office studio. So any difference in sound?
No, I think there's just a little, there's just this conversation level that's just a little different. I feel weird. I don't get to come over there and give you a little neck rub in the middle of the time, and then you get all temped up a little bit, get all worried.
It's workplace misconduct. Stop touching me. My future brother-in-law is a toucher. Too much touching. Hey, so as we record this, the Final Four in the NFL is going on. So this is a chance for you to be a swami. Chiefs against the Patriots and the Saints going on against the Rams.
It's so tough because I don't want to bet against Tom, because what you made me do 2 years ago when we were in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl, and for some reason we all thought that, oh, it'd be so much more fun if we all bet on the same team. We should all bet on the Falcons. That'll be so much fun.
And we're in the same club. The winners club or the losers club.
So we lost that time, and then we win last year against Brady when we go Eagles last year.
So we went against him both times.
Yeah, both times. And
we're 1-1.
1-1. And I'm going against him again this week. He whooped my ass last week. I thought LA was going to have a much better opportunity to go in there and run the football. But that Patriots running game is no joke, man. But I really like the Chiefs. I think Patty just has it going on. Pat Mahomes is something special. He's something different.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think they can be denied, but we'll see. I mean, we're going to find out. And then the Saints, Rams. I love the Rams in that game.
That's what you were telling me. Now what's got the mojo feeling for the Rams? Is it because they've been running the ball so well, or
it's a myriad of things. The main thing is it's a tough place at New Orleans. I get it, but I don't think the Saints have been playing good football for 5 weeks.
Yeah,
I really don't. And you know, early on in the season they're a freight train, and now they do just enough. And it could happen, but I do like the Rams. The Rams should go in there with a no-lose mentality. We got nothing to lose mentality.
Oh, no doubt, because what do you have to lose? You lose to one of the best of all time? Oh, shit. Sorry, we didn't get it done. But, I mean, for McVay, too, what a change in football the last 5 years. This guy is, Tim, I was reading something and watching a video that he had done, or somebody had done, about their practice habits and how they get ready for the season during training camp. And, man, they are just cutting, like, so far back on practices and contact. And it just makes you think that this guy is changing the game.
He kind of is, and be on the lookout in that game. Sean Payton now, he's been known to go goofy here lately too, and I think that's another indication why I don't think they have necessarily the guns to get it done. You know, you play the game 10 times, we'll find out who's better. Can they win that one game? Yeah, they can. I don't think they are. Look for Payton to just pull out all the stops.
Well, and if
both Sean's are going to do it.
Oh, no doubt. And if you know what, man, if Drew Brees turns the ball over in this game, I don't think the Rams are going to let him get back into it like the Eagles did. I mean, Nick Foles let them right back into it by throwing that pick to Lattimore in that second quarter, but that's a different ball club over there. They're a good team, and they got such a thick defense too. So underrated, not just 99.
So I'm going Rams against the Chiefs.
I already put in my list for the week, I guess you could say, my grocery list for the week, and I went over in both games, and Saints and Chiefs. I'm still just so nervous about giving that 3.5 though in that Saints game. It's just haunting me ever since.
Then you have baseball. We have the Brewers On Deck event coming up. This is the Brewers version of Fan Fest, for those of you out of the market.
You remember when it used to be at a mall?
I do.
That was the first time I went.
This is a gold mine now.
Right?
I mean, it's allegedly for charity. No, I think it's for charity. I would be shocked if it weren't.
This is the equivalent to me, like, the NFL draft, how it just turned into an absolute spectacle. Brewers On Deck has gone from 10 guys sitting at a table signing autographs for the people that showed up to Brookfield Square to now what? It's like 7 or 8 hours you're there.
Yeah, doing a fielding demonstration with UWM players.
Crazy.
And, you know, Jerry Augustine and Gorman Thomas and Cecil Cooper walking around.
And then getting, batting lessons from Tim Allen whenever he steps into the cage, too.
It's a pretty cool event. So you have that coming up. And then the following week, we're going to be in Las Vegas for the third consecutive year. Fourth for me, but third for you.
Oh, finally. I can't wait.
And, we'll have podcasting from there as well. Oh, there we go.
Home phone. You can't make this shit up.
Hold on, let's see.
Hold on, who it is?
Oh,
here we go. Answer that up. He said he wanted to be on the podcast.
Hey, Ty. You're on speaker. And we're recording this week's podcast right now, so say hello.
What's going on?
Ty, what's happening, my man?
So, what do you need, Ty?
Well, I don't know. I just wanted to say what's up.
No, you wanted money.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You doing all right with money?
Yeah, you could always use a little bit more, though.
This Venmo's a great thing.
Yeah, shush, Billy. Final year of college here for Ty, so on the podcast. That's all I have, Ty, if you want to just hang on and participate. We're almost done.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Well, let's see what did Ty do last night? Did he go out during the snowstorm, or did he hang out?
Did you hear that, Ty?
Yeah. Well, my coach makes us practice on the weekends in the morning, so I put a movie on and went to bed.
That sounds like a fucking lie. That's all I know from that.
No funny business. Played a little Fortnite and then put on a movie and went to
bed. There we go.
There you go. Yep. Timmy's favorite. Yeah. Yep, Fortnite. Get Fortnite into it.
As great of a game as it is, because it has to be, as great of a game as it is, very successful, it is destroying relationships in this country by the second.
See, I disagree, because I think there have been couples formed on Fortnite. I think it's been a dating app for some.
I think it's an addiction akin to heroin.
You're not.
What the fuck? It's as strong. It is. This kid, Ty, you'll go on a 4-hour bender on Fortnite.
Easily. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, if I get my shit done during the day, I got nothing else to do. What do you want me to do?
Like, run into the grocery store to get your food and running down to get the emissions tested and all that?
Oh, what?
All that stuff?
I eventually get that stuff done. Priorities first, though.
Eventually.
Fortnite,
yeah. No, I agree, Ty. I'm not going to fault you on that one. So let's get back to this, you going to the bar last night. I completely disagree that you didn't make it out. I don't believe you.
I had a good story for you. I just don't. I'm sorry. I let you down.
Can you tell us the craziest thing you've seen at a party in college?
Oh, on the spot here.
Don't act like you don't know something.
Yeah, that didn't involve you.
No, that did.
Are you saying just at NIU or back to when I lived in Madison?
Yeah, either one. Yeah, overall. Why don't we get one of each? Why don't we get a taster of each?
Well, I don't go to many parties anymore since I turned 21. But in Madison, I was... This is just off the top of my head. I'm sure there's more, but I was at a party with like a loft, and... some kid just jumped off the balcony right in the middle of a beer pong game, right through the table.
Oh, fun in college.
That's amazing.
Good decision.
Up the loft, into the beer pong game, onto the table, onto the ground, everyone cheering, and he gets up and jumps around. That was off the top of my head, that's probably the craziest thing.
That's a good one. I saw this girl punch another girl in the face. And then I walked around introducing that girl as the girl that punched another girl in the face. So that was probably the strangest one that I can remember. Nah, no, there's probably five more or so, but we'll get into that.
for those that aren't aware of it, Billy is, you're what, 2 years, 2.5, 3 years older than Ty?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
Okay. We're right, when did you graduate high school, Billy?
17. No, not 17. That's when I graduated college. 13.
One year older in school.
Okay, yeah. But 9 years older in maturity level. You are, yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't know. There's days for both of you, to you two.
But the thing is,
I learn a lot.
I'll give Ty this. He definitely beats me in the fashion game. I'll applaud him on that. He runs circles around me in dressing like a professional.
I appreciate that.
We know, yeah, you spend about 97,000 hours on it a day, so we're glad you succeed.
Okay, and the money part of it, Billy. I mean, it's like. Yeah, you just complimented
any
him on
of
his
my
wardrobe.
Clothes. Don't even you don't pay for none of my clothes.
No,
none of them.
Because the clothes you buy are an absolute luxury. They are.
Oh my God!
They're not a necessity. I'll give you things you need, and then a little extra.
I get some clothes from you Christmas. Fine, sure. Couple of sweatshirts here and there, a t-shirt, but outside of that, zero clothes are purchased from.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust this guy's fucking taste either.
All my friends, their moms are coming home with a whole bunch of clothes, and I get absolutely nothing. I gotta work and buy my own clothes.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Fucking
well,
sob
working
story.
Is such a horrible thing. Gee. Working's good though. That I've been
we
proud
applaud
of
you. We applaud you.
Years.
You definitely work, kid. We're proud of you in that sense.
Yep. Now you've polished up graduation here, and then we'll start seeing light at the end of the tunnel.
I might take a victory lap. I don't know if I'm going to graduate in May.
Bullshit.
We'll see.
Ah, whatever.
You know, bullshit.
Nah, we'll see.
You told me that you're on par.
12, 8 credits, and I will be a college graduate.
Add a
eight
kid.
Credits.
Ah, yeah, that's a tough thing to ask for, Tim. Maybe give him one more year.
Nothing.
Wait,
give him
hold
one more
on.
Year.
You're saying 8 credits after May?
No, 8 credits, and May I get my diploma.
Okay, good. All right.
There you go. Now. Stop grabbing your chest. You're not going to have a heart attack here. You're all good.
Yep. So we do want to congratulate Billy with the afternoon show. He's going to be on the post game show. We'll continue to do podcasting, and
and all that shit. It'll be fun.
And I'm from home, so I want to cut it short. I have shake and bake in the oven.
Oh,
okay.
Nice. Yeah. Right. Here we go. At least it wasn't meatloaf. Oh my God, my fucking meatloaf is. Greatest fucking thing of all time. You should have this fucking meatloaf. I'm telling you, this meatloaf.
I'm surprised it's not fish sticks or a hot dog.
Nope, with a salad.
Always with a salad.
Always with a salad.
Extra Thousand Island dressing.
Well, occasionally. No, I have au gratin potatoes out of a box.
Oh, man.
Nice. There we go. That Rebecca made today, I made the... shake and bake chicken legs.
Oh, that's so nice. So you guys split duties? That's very nice of you.
Ty hates my diet. Hates it. Yeah, it
no
could
response.
Improve.
Doesn't it he could. Doesn't like it, I can tell that much.
No. Okay, well that's gonna do it for us. And then Billy, congrats. You'll be
thank
off
you.
And running
thank
here.
You.
Brewers coming up looking poised. By
thank
the way,
you.
We'll just end
thank
we'll
you.
Just end on this. The Brewers, over and under, from a lot of sources, not very redeeming. And I don't see how they lose under 87 games. I just, there's too much talent there, guys. And some are projecting high 70s.
No, that was the lowest I saw, yeah. 79.
Wow.
No chance. But you know what? We'll gladly take their money, so we appreciate it.
We will. That's the first bet we'll make. And I think the next time you'll hear us on this Tim and Tosh in the Morning podcast will be the return of the Vegas podcast.
Now,
part two.
Now, I didn't tell you this, but we will have the capabilities to do multiple podcasts while we're in Vegas. So we might be able to keep people a little bit more posted than last year. Or we just do the same thing and we just tie it all into one. So let us know what you think, and And we'll see what we do. Because it doesn't necessarily mean, like, if you want us to do it all week, doesn't mean that we're really going to actually do that. We really don't care that much about what you think. But we will try to take it into consideration.
Oftentimes we will say we're going to do something, and shit happens, and we don't. So we
That's why I'm single.
Could be. All right, we'll see you next time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.